Now, another BloomerBoomer.com podcast. Your host, Andy Asher, living life over 55. Do you remember when?
We've shared a lot in the 24 years we've been meeting here each evening. And before I say goodnight this night, I need to say thank you. Thank you to the thousands of wonderful professionals at CBS News, past and present, with whom it's been my honor to work over these years. And a deeply felt thanks to all of you who have let us into your homes night after night. It has been a privilege, and one never taken lightly.
That was Wednesday, March 9th, 2005, Dan Rather completing his final broadcast after 24 years as anchor of CBS Evening News. Rather agreed to step down in the wake of a scandal involving a discredited 60 Minutes report, story on George W. Bush's supposed preferential treatment while in the National Guard. There probably was a time when seniors were caught inside the digital divide of computer technology, but today there are signs everywhere that older Americans are even leading the way in some areas of technology. Today we talk with CEO of Connected Living, an early adopter of technology and senior living. She is Sarah Hoyt, who joined with her partner and started the company based on a belief.
It was really a belief that if we could truly connect an older generation in the way that the rest of the world is now connected through the power of technology and social media and really just being able to be part of a daily conversation as communities get further and further apart, that we could not only really enrich the quality of their aging experience, but quite honestly enrich everybody else, because when they're not a part of the conversation, we all lose out. And we also sadly, I think in this country, all know about the rampant depression, isolation, and really a loss of control that whole generation, many in that generation feel because they are outside of the dialogue and really left alone in many circumstances, and that a lot of that can be very different. So that is why we initially started.
Despite the seeming complexities of technology, Sarah believes her firm has gotten beyond that roadblock and in the end is bringing something more than computers to the lives of seniors in particular.
And it really does make such a profound impact when somebody believes that others care, that they got up that morning, that there is a reason, you know, so the reason to live and the conversation. It isn't that hard. I think what's interesting about what we have done is that, you know, when we went to start Connected Living, there had been a series of other technology companies out there in the past, and there still are, but most of whom had just picked a pure technology solution to try to connect an older generation. And it really, in all the cases we have seen, has not been very successful, because just plunking down something that's foreign to them and expecting it's going to happen has not been a winning formula. I think what we did very differently is we've combined programming and people, the sort of the why and the engagement and the lifelong learning piece of it, and you know, the ability for somebody, a human being, to cross that digital divide with them and say, listen, let's just work on this together. And so a very big piece of what we do is actually a programming and services side of it, where between our people and our content, we've designed over 150 courses and other content that we resource from elsewhere. We've created a very vibrant learning, social and learning setting, all at the same time as using the power of technology, which of course brings it all together. So it's really a three-part solution for us.
And what she is discovering may further contradict some commonly held wisdom, that is, computer technology is reserved only for young minds.
You know, I think we've seen a couple of things. One, we have seen incredible engagement from seniors. Our clients are all ages, but the average age of our client right now is 87, because that's the average age in assisted living, which is where we have an independent living, where we have the bulk of our business right now. And they are, you know, this is about their community. It's about where they live. It's about the other people in the building. And one of the things we did, one of the fears that we learned that seniors have of technology is how it seems both intimidating and also not safe because of all the access everybody has. So one of the first things we did is we made it private. We made it a walled garden. It wasn't about maximizing numbers of connections. It was about maximizing the the actual interaction with the people that you want to interact with. So our communities have been limited to the seniors who are in the senior living communities together, the managers of those properties, and unlimited family members and friends that the senior wants to have connected, and that's it. If they want to get out into a very broad landscape, or you know, they want to learn about Facebook or something else, that's just fine. But if they want to know the people in their building, if they want to know what's on the menu, if they want to see what activities are happening, if they want to get continued learning courses and engage, if they want to engage with family, then we are the perfect place for them to do that in a very private, closed, easy-to-use, you know, network. And when I say easy to use, I do not mean simplistic. I just mean ease of use, which all of us want.
Sure.
Like in our email system, you touch somebody's face to get their email address. You don't have to type it in. Well, that's ease of use. I love that. I want that in my address book. It doesn't mean insulting, and there's a very big difference because I think a lot of the other technologies that were designed for seniors assumed that they weren't going to be talking back. We've seen a lot of things that were developed that were more of a one-way street flow of information. And we purposely put the senior as the control panel. They're the ones who get to decide who's on their system. We absolutely assumed that they were going to be speaking back. And guess what? They're writing their memoirs in droves. They're connecting with each other. They're socializing. They have lots of time on their hands. They want our connected living classes are by far the most popular activities right now in all the senior living properties we're in. And it's not just about technology. It's power of positive thinking. It's Camelot. It's art history. I mean, the topics are varied. It's about continued learning.
As a further sign that seniors are coming to expect their residential care facilities are computer connected, residents now are arriving from day one with their own tech devices, expecting they'll get hooked up right away.
You know, right now we have the touch screens and the labs that they're using, the big touch screens and the digital displays, but now the tablets that a lot of the seniors are bringing, they're very mobile and heading into their rooms. We have seen interaction right now with seniors who were, maybe the shut-ins in the building, the ones who were not interacting with people, who have a completely new lease on life, logging in 9 and 10 times a day, coming out of their rooms, dressing, walking with a purpose, socializing, where they feel like they've got not only their family and their grandchildren at their fingertips, but a whole new way to socialize in their building. And we're looking at the property managers together with us, our clients, and we're all so excited because it so surpasses. And you look at each other and say, wait a minute. You know, I mean, I'm so radical about this right now. I think people should make tablets mandatory at move-in. If we know it can change the aspect that much, if having family connected, having grandchildren at the table, knowing who else is in your building, being able to find the 10 other theater buffs immediately because I can social network them, having a private gated, you know, situation here where I can get continued learning. These are all really important things. Well, then why wouldn't we just make this the standard? And that's what many of our clients are doing. I mean, we're growing very rapidly with our existing kind of thought leader clients who, like Brookdale, like Emeritus, like the Benchmarks, who just see this now as a must-have.
So what was once the domain of teenagers and 20 and 30-year-olds is now very much in the life of seniors. And where this goes, well, no one knows.
We're all just scratching the surface. I think there's all the obvious ones of the social, emotional, the ability to have lifelong learning and access to content like the rest of us do, the ability to dream up, I want to know more about, you know, museums of the world and being able to find it. I mean, think about pre-internet and post-internet in all of our lives. You think about access to grandchildren and that whole importance of intergenerational. I'll walk into these buildings now and see one of our residents, and there'll be, you know, 17 emails from the grandchildren that have come through that day. How did that just change that day, both for the senior and for the grandchildren? I know how important they were in my life. If I could have had that kind of access to the wisdom and the knowledge of my grandfather and not just hope that he was by the phone somewhere, that I could maybe pick it up, or, you know, that ability to be part of the conversation is life-changing for them and for everybody else who so much wants them. And then you just get into the whole social aspect of living in a community. Well, who else in this community is interested in community service? I can now find that out. I can start a club. I can participate. Sure. I mean, it just brings a whole new level of socialization and wellness and voice to the residents. But then you start thinking about the families. Completely changes their experience. And for the property managers, it's it's a game changer. I mean, it's driving occupancy right now. People in a 5-mile radius who have the choice of a connected community where families have a window in, residents have the vibrancy and the knowledge and the socialization and content, people aren't going to pick buildings that aren't connected. We're already seeing it in 5-mile radiuses. So it's changing their occupancy. All of the efficiencies, if you were a property manager, of having your calendars and your menus and your all the information in one place versus in paper and drawers, it's changing their efficiency as businesses. And so if you look at everybody who's affected, the both financial and social outcome has just a tremendous impact. It's very exciting.
Sarah has been able to witness a lot of development in the field, one that even goes beyond the resident at that senior care facility, now extending to the family and the loved ones.
The families have access to, they see what's on the calendar, they see what's on the menu, they can be part of the conversation. Our ambassadors email them, or they see the memoirs mom and dad are writing, the story about the war. I mean, the parties they went to, they can see all the pictures. They now have a complete window in. They want to send a message to mom or dad, it's just right there. And they now have gone from having almost no information about what's happening during the day or ways to reach people to having a complete window in, being part of the conversation, life, vibrancy of the building. And it just changes everything for them. I mean, we actually initially created this concept as family members who were quite eager to be a part of, you know, our loved ones' lives who were in some type of senior living community. And it's very exciting from a family standpoint, because all the things that you want to be able to do, you can.
As for the hot trend of social media like Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and the like, she says there is a place for it, but it may not be just right for everyone.
Some people have learned that unless you want to see it on the cover of the New York Times, don't put it up on a very big public site or in your first job interview or something else. And then the seniors tend to be very private to begin with. So there's huge benefit of the large social networks. And we teach seniors every day. Here's what LinkedIn is. Here's what Facebook is. Here's what these things do. And here's ways that you can utilize them or find your grandkids or whatever else. But if you really wanted a private place to put in maximize your interaction and content and, you know, maybe have some family photos that you want to be able to preserve or scan in that aren't accessed by everyone. It's now possible to close down some of those networks, but many people don't know how to do it. Because, again, we're not trying to maximize eyeballs.
Sure.
We're trying to really maximize the quality of the interaction between fewer people. And therefore, we are a trusted partner, a trusted source, where it's really very private. We have classes on Google. We have classes on Facebook. We show them how to do all this stuff. They have lots of questions about privacy and this and that and how to access and what to do. And we help them learn everything they can about it. In fact, we have a number of properties that are affordable housing units where people are trying to get jobs and GEDs and whatever they want to access, we help them access it. We have a whole Connected Living University that has content for the seniors, content for families, and lots of training and content for senior living staff members as well. And so we're big proponents of that and also of showing them all the other wonderful things that can be accessed on the Internet.
Are they learning?
That's a big piece of what we do is education.
And are they learning that through on the computer or through live classes or both or webinars?
They're doing both. It's both on the computer and we have Connected Living classes that are delivered by people with the whole human interaction piece. They're facilitated conversations where the real teacher is the senior. So we're in the middle of Camelot where they're telling us, you know, they see the speech of JFK. Well, how did you do that? Well, that's on the Internet. You can see that every day if you want. And the next thing you know, they were there and they have history and they have thoughts and the conversation takes off. You find commonality. You discuss a topic, a place and time, a history, and then there's ways of accessing lots more content and information if it's something you want to explore deeper or go further into.
I suppose.
Or scan in your ticket because you were at the inauguration and you have a story to tell and you want to start a memoir about it. I mean, there's all kinds of next steps and content and other pieces to access when you're in the middle of a topic. So, you know, a lot of it is a way to bring people together around interesting content and discussions that's for one reason or another, they all may have shared or may have an interest in.
It really goes to prove, doesn't it, that no matter what your age, we're all part of the computer evolution.
I mean, if you don't have access to technology, you are absolutely at a disadvantage in this culture. And no matter what demographic you live in, Social Security, healthcare access, information, knowledge, grandchild access, part of the conversation, it's just, you know, it really is a huge disadvantage, and it really isolates you if you're not, and the whole world opens up. I mean, you know, go onto our YouTube channel, and you'll see, I mean, story after story after story of lives changed by the whole new world that's open to them and the access they have and the socialization and the family conversations and all the pieces that come about. The knowledge of the people they have in their building. I mean, people may have lived in a building with people for 4 or 5 years and not known who they are, and the simple power of social networking. I didn't know that you fought in the war with me, or that we grew up in the same hometown, or that you liked cooking, or whatever it is that you find out, because now you have a picture, you have a name, you have a profile, you know who the people are. And same thing kids are doing on college campuses. You know, the seniors are, it's the exact same capability. There's interesting people throughout this building, and there's no way I'm going to access or know about it or be able to sort of form groups or, well, not no way, but it's certainly a lot easier when my grandmother moves in, and maybe my grandfather's not there, maybe she's just lost him, and she's coming new into a building of 300 people, that we could introduce her immediately to the 10 other visiting nurses, the other people who love the theater, the people who maybe grew up in her town, and people she might have something in common with, and you can figure that out quickly because you've got the power of social networking in the building, right? And what a different entry point she might have than no other way that that was going to happen. And so it really, a lot of the same advantages that colleges and students have used forever with exactly where Facebook kind of started, you know, are some of the things that our seniors are accessing.
So
their entire community is now on the system. When we actually launch a community, we have all the seniors, and we have family contacts, and we have the staff members already on the system.
Well, Sarah, it's been really interesting. Any final words about you or your company, Connected Living?
I think our name says it all. This is about living. We whatever someone's interest, their passion, their desire to be able to pursue, you can find through. You know, the power of being able to enhance that through technology is very powerful. So accessing information, accessing content that you want, being social with other people, and the benefits are just enormous. And it can give people completely new lease on life and sort of pride and skill set, and most importantly, I think, social rebuild, a lot of social infrastructures that are broken when families live very far apart and don't have the regular communication that they can, and also for the seniors in the building. The social aspect there, we find, and our clients find, that it really changes when we come because people within the building now know each other and just have a different way of continuing to access information, learn, live, and socialize with each other. Well, we're really excited. I think what's happened is we've gone from being a novelty of, gosh, can they really make this work, to a must-have. I mean, I really honestly don't think people are going to come to senior living properties who do not have some type of very strong connectivity, social network, and technology at the forefront. And I think it's changed that dramatically in the 4 years since we started the business from being a novelty to a requirement. And now it's a matter of, for us, we really wanted to finish building a national infrastructure. We're now in 24 states and growing rapidly with really the thought leader players in senior living, and we want to continue to do that and finish building a national infrastructure of technology, people, and programs. And then we have every intent and desire to, with partners, branch off from that into the homes, you know, because that's the logical next step, and you do it with big partners. Because there's an entire, it's not just in this country, it's also global. And all the very large players talking to us understand that aging is not unique to our country. And we're really quite excited about not only what we've done, but what it looks like moving forward in terms of changing people's experience. I think the most important thing is changing a mindset where many people think that seniors don't want to connect. It's just, it really is just completely false. Everywhere we've been, city, rural, you know, wealthy communities, poor communities, we have served every type of community you can imagine. And seniors are connecting everywhere. They have a voice. They have a desire to learn, they have a complete desire to live, and they have a lot of time, many of them, And it is, they will connect, and they do connect, and when they do, it changes. It does change everything, social, health, emotional, and the ability to be, for the rest of us, to gain the wisdom and hear the voice of a generation that really kind of was left out of this digital wave. So we think it changes everything, and we are incredibly excited. And so nobody can tell me that seniors don't want to connect. It's just completely false, and they will and they do. When you bring an elegant solution where they feel safe, supported, and really have engaging content that makes them want to move forward.
Well, thank you, Sarah.
Thank you for listening to this BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts. You can click on the transcript section of the website. You can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Finally, we would love it if you could leave a comment, good, bad, or indifferent, in the reply section of the podcast. Thanks again.